radio or TV guys tweeted out, and that like it was a screen grab of a tweet. So somebody from the Nats organization is like, hey, take a look at what we're doing.
Next time, bless the gloves. I think if you anything needs to be imbued with the Holy Spirit.
Bless the hands of Matt Wieters.
Yes, please. Soak Matt Wieters in holy water before the
game.
Tough
day. Gets hit in the head with a bat. Gets his bat out there for Tommy La Stella to swing through. I mean, his glove out there for Tommy La Stella to swing through. That's one of those where you just you don't think about it. You try to think about it for the rest of the offseason because you might be the reason why your team is going home, even though it wasn't all on him.
Yeah, and the thing is, the Cubs, Theo said it before the game. It's not that they're that great. They just don't lose sometimes.
They find a way to win.
That's very, very difficult to beat. Their pitching was bad. Their hitting was bad. I mean, Bryant's out with the bases loaded. Hayward couldn't do anything with the bases loaded. I mean, you're making all sorts of mistakes. You're not taking advantage of opportunities. And it was just like Game 7 of the World Series last year. That you do everything you don't want to do, and the next thing you know, what happened? We won.
We won, yeah. Now you're
champagne's popping. It's like, it's just the party finds them, you know?
Let's talk about what's happening inside that clubhouse going forward a little bit, too, because Carl Edwards Jr., Hector Rondon.
Yep, there's some decisions to be made.
You know, no doubt, Joe Maddon's got a ton of them. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We're live out here at Mike and Denise's Pub and Grill.
Pizzeria?
Yeah.
Pizzeria and Pub.
Pizzeria and Pub. That's what it is. I'm Pub and Grill. I'm drunk, too, just like my guy from East Chicago. I'm sorry, Ryan.
Gave him a rough ride.
Please don't kill me. We got our guys out here. Bibbs and all our people are hanging out. Bud Light is here. Hawks tickets to give away. So come and hang out with us. We'll continue the talk on the other side of an update right here on 670 The Score.
And the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year.
It's Cubs and Dodgers for a rematch in the NLCS. Keep listening as we continue to preview the series. Plus, listen for Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 1 tomorrow night. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. The Wolves roster features multiple former AHL scoring champions, including Brett Sterling, Teemu Polkanen, and Brandon Peary. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. The Cubs plane has landed in LA after being diverted to Albuquerque this morning for nearly 5 hours due to a health issue of a player's family member on the plane. Game 1 tomorrow night at 7 with coverage on The Score starting at 5. The ALCS starts tonight with the Astros and Yankees. Dallas Keuchel is opposed by Masahiro Tanaka. With the Bears, Mitch Trubisky makes his first road start Sunday in Baltimore. Marcus Wheaton and John Timu have already been ruled out. Hronis Gresou and Nick Kwiatkowski were limited in practice, and Kyle Long and Marcus Cooper both practiced fully and are expected to play. Zach Miller joins Bernstein and Goff at 5. The Bulls close the preseason tonight against Toronto, and in U.S. soccer, Bruce Arena resigns as coach of the men's national team after failing to qualify for the World Cup. Searching for a solution to cracks in your foundation walls? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And need gear for the postseason? The Score has you covered. Log on to 670thescore.com/shop for your Score t-shirts, long tees, and women's gear to get you ready for another exciting October run. Free shipping now until October 31st for orders over $45. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5 p.m. when the Cubs take on the Dodgers in the NLCS. On 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Goff Show.
TJ Edwards saying we'll see you in L.A. And after just getting his nipples clipped.
We'll see you guys in L.A.
From getting his really has.
Joe Maddon says he would have no problem using him in a late and close situation
today.
Sure
you would. You would have a problem.
How much do you want to bet you don't?
Ooh, is that a... Ooh, ladies and gentlemen.
Old Bettin Dan rears his head once again.
Oh, he's trying to match Parkins' bad bet.
You start chasing it, and every time you get your hands around it,
You're full-footed backwards.
You think you're going to see C.J. Edwards tonight?
You just said there's no way, you know?
Lunch for the crew.
Well, dude, you should do that anyway, you stingy bastard.
Cough up a bucket, cheap bastard.
Bottom half of the seventh. And a familiar figure in this series, pitching now in every game of it out of the Chicago pen, Carl Edwards Jr., and it's been up and down for the guy they call C.J.
Ka-chingo! I made money on it. When there's volatility, there's opportunity. I took advantage of that opportunity.
Get in too late.
No, you don't. Oh, there it is. He can't control when he gets to work, by the way.
Billy.
No.
Drinks around the house.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
There it is. Cash that ticket. Lunch on me.
Bet, though?
Lunch.
Did we?
Yeah. I tweeted out last night when he came to the game.
Okay, I was thinking about that last night and this morning. Like, should I hold his feet to the fire for lunch for the fellas?
Yeah.
Like, of course we should.
Yeah, deal's a deal.
You can check out our live video stream when we're in the studio at watch670score.com. Brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there.
You mentioned roster decisions to be made now, because after every playoff series going into the next one, you can reset things. I don't see the point of having Justin Wilson if you don't trust him enough to use him. And maybe, do you want Grimm there? I mean, would you start looking at specific individual matchups? I thought
Do you keep Martin off the playoff roster because a pinch runner is luxury and you add another pitcher like you mentioned? I mean, who do you, Rob Zastrzyzny? What do you, I'm saying, if you're giving him a lot of toys that he didn't want to use in the first round. So do you give him more toys so you can say, hey, there's another option since the ones we gave you weren't applicable in that instance?
Yeah, and you can't go, I mean, the fact that you're being lauded for using Wade Davis for a rocky 7-out save, he didn't really have a choice.
No.
Because there's nobody left that he trusts, and he didn't want, I thought he was just going to leave.
That was the win or lose pitch.
I didn't think that he was going to go, when he put Quintana in,
dude,
I thought he was going to let it ride with Quintana, and then all of a sudden he starts playing matchup games, and then wait a second, this, like, he brought Quintana in like he's Boone Logan.
Do you think that he thought halfway through Quintana's 12 pitches that if we win this game, I want to start him in game one?
It's possible, but you can't.
You can't. I know. You can't, and you shouldn't think like that. But when has Joe Maddon ever thought and acted like everyone thinks he should?
I know. But you can't.
I know you can't, but you're looking at John Lackey like, hey, go out there against Clayton Kershaw with extra rest? I don't know. Because you can't explain why he did what he did then. If a guy is not used to pitching out of the bullpen, and you treat him specifically like a bullpen guy in that moment.
How many hours have we spent trying to figure out what Joe Maddon's thinking, and then none of it matters because
three National League Championship Series
right,
later.
And they're popping bottles,
yeah.
Right?
They got to get some better bottles.
Nah, they're good. Let's go out to Washington, D.C., and Sean on the score. Hello, Sean.
It's John. Hey,
okay, I'm just reading what it says on the screen. Sorry, John.
Faux life. What's up, buddy?
Start the buses!
What's going on, man? What do you got for us?
So I was at the game last night, and, you know, I read Tim Bappo's piece today, and I think that was a fairly good summation of what it was like. It was just tortuous to sit through almost 5 hours of just, like, every pitch just felt like, and you just feel it in the park. Like, as soon as we got in there, before the game even started, it felt tense. Like, I think that the Nats fans have, you know, come to expect that they're going to lose. And so they just kind of, I don't know. It was a weird experience, but I have to say I was very satisfied with how fast the park emptied out when the Cubs won it at the end. And,
was the public transportation running at the end? Because I know they paid $100K.
Exelon did.
Yeah, Exelon did. And I don't know how late it's running in D.C. at that time. Did people get a chance to get back to their hotels and all that other stuff? Or was it strictly taxi?
I think so. I think they had to book it to make it. Like, they actually extended the normally it stops at around 12:30, and they put up an announcement in the 7th or 8th that was like, the last trains have been extended till 1 a.m. So, but the game didn't, I mean, what was it, 12:30 our time when it was finally over? 12:45? So
11:48 Chicago time.
Thanks, Sean. We appreciate it. This segment is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. And also, when we are webcasting at watch670thescore.com, the live video stream, it's brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there.
Can I ask you a question about baseball? You know, there's a lot of reasons why boxing supposedly has died to a lot of people, even though every time somebody fights it's $80 and they're selling them out by the, you know, by the boatload,
and it's not until 11 p.m.
is the thing. Yeah. Well, when newspapers mattered more, people would say that your deadline came before the main event even started, and the dissemination of the information about the fight couldn't get out to people on a Sunday, and, you know, I don't know if it's a Bulldog Edition or whatever, but you couldn't get the information because you were reading your paper and it wasn't in there. Now, with Twitter and social media and Facebook and all those other things, you don't need that as much. But how is it good for your sport when a playoff game is ending at midnight Eastern?
It's not, and they know it. Did you hear Jonah Carey earlier say that that game was the straw that finally broke his back on a pitch clock? He said at one point you had pitchers holding the ball for 90 seconds.
Well, aren't the pitch clocks like I was you know, close to the outfield for game 3, game 4. I'm sorry, and there's a 20 second clock that starts. There's a clock out there. There's a countdown clock out there. I'm not crazy.
There's a countdown clock for the inning break.
No.
For how long until?
This is not. This isn't commercial breaks. This isn't about commercial breaks. I saw a clock out there in the outfield, and I kept looking at it when every batter came up, or it was like a 20-second shot clock. I know I'm not crazy, because I kept looking at it thinking it was a commercial thing, and it wasn't, because it was batter to batter.
Well, there's no enforcement of it.
No, absolutely not. But if you're going to get to these kinds of minute loads and having 4.5-hour games, if you're going to tell me that two teams can play poorly and I'm going to have to sit here for 280 minutes? That's crazy. That's craziness.
It's asking too much of your fans.
It can't be good for your sport, especially for kids who are, you know, you're trying to get into the game with all the young stars who are, you know, dressing and talking and looking like them.
Mount Prospect, Ryan, you're on WSCR.
Hey, guys. I was hoping you'd put me on after the other Ryan who was sniffing glue all night. But I'll take this. That's fine. I was just calling for a second to talk a little bit maybe about Hector Rondon. Granted, he'll probably end up blowing too, like everybody else seems to get this Cubs bullpen virus. But since August 19th, he's thrown 98 miles an hour, 2.380 ERA, 3.306 xFIP, 0.79 whiff. So if those bone chips are okay, and he hasn't walked a soul, I don't see why you wouldn't put him in there.
It's a Joe thing.
Yeah, Joe, it's a trust thing.
Same reason Justin Wilson can't get in there probably. But he that's why I feel like Carl Edwards is his pitching Javi Baez. Like, when Carl Edwards does good, Joe has a different vibe and a different feeling. He's it seems like he's more invested in certain guys, and you know, it's only human. You know, sometimes you gravitate to certain dudes and you want to look out and you wish the best for certain dudes a little bit more than the others who can handle maybe stress or adverse situations a little bit better. But Carl Edwards Jr., you know, you get one crack at it last night, and I didn't believe when I saw him walking into the game, I'm like, holy crap. Like, what is happening here? He's going to pitch in every game this series after showing you what he showed you yesterday. That was a tough moment right there. If the Cubs lose that game, we're talking about that moment and many others that maybe Joe kind of got away with.
Apparently, you asked an open-ended hockey question about that clock, because the texters say one says that's for the next at-bat to begin. The 217 says that's a challenge clock.
No, this wasn't during replays. It had 20 or 25 seconds.
847 says it's for mound visits.
No, this wasn't for mound visits either. I'm not crazy. I saw this clock and I kept looking at it thinking, like, what is this clock for? I don't know if it was for the umps or if it was for, like this person says, the walk-up time to get into the batter's box, but it was either 25 or 20 seconds on this clock. I'm all for pitch clocks. I'm all for shot clocks. Hey, get this thing going. Screw that. You know, I understand it's a thinking man's game and all that. Get the ball, get the sign, throw the damn ball.
Pete in Naperville, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how's it going? I always said I wouldn't say how's it going because you always say fine. But ugliest game I've seen in a long time, so I don't know what people are talking about. And also, not the biggest comeback either. But a question about the playoff roster. I've asked anybody that would listen, what is the reason we have Leonis Martin on the playoff roster other than the fact he can kind of run? You're not losing anything by taking out Almora from a fielding perspective. I've heard he's a decent fielder or whatever, but Almora is one of the best center fielders around. Yet you drop off 100 points. And the second thing, we've been talking about it all afternoon, Justin Wilson doesn't belong on the roster if Show's not going to use him. At least bring in a Rondon who, in a situation like last night, you can bring him into the game and give him a shot. We know what Wilson has done. We've watched him for the last 6 weeks. It's a train wreck. So I just don't get it. And the only reason I have a buddy in L.A., and I said the only reason we're going to win this series, and I'd like your opinion as well, we still have yet to hit. We scored 9 runs last night, and one guy hit.
I don't know if it's predictive in short series saying they're due or they're going to snap back
they're seven and five runs in the next two
games. They're going to regress to the mean. The one thing my takeaway from last night is that nothing means anything.
Yep,
nothing means anything.
Game to game,
moment to moment. Look at the narrative change in Scherzer. Scherzer gets the first two guys right. He gets Bryant and Rizzo. He's got Contreras, if I'm not mistaken, 0-2. Right?
You're right.
He was one pitch away from being a legend.
His mad bum status?
Being a legend. Yeah. He was, you know, stalking around and marching around in the bullpen.
The video board with a different color eye.
He gets two outs. He's got him 0-2. And what does Contreras do? He hits a ground ball. And the fielder falls down, and Contreras is on first. And then they pinch hit Zobrist for Almora. Which is actually, it was one of Joe's better moves that worked out for him, again, results-based. And he flicks a little shot off his hands into the perfect spot.
That's why
then Scherzer makes the mistake to Addison Russell with a changeup that he can turn on and speeds up his bat in a way that you never, there's no reason to speed up his bat. No reason to throw him a changeup, but first two outs and then 0-2. And then baseball's on you. Nothing makes sense. There's no reason for any of this. That's why I went to Kierkegaard and Camus and tried to figure out.
What the hell with it?
Yeah, I'm not usually, you know, I go to Brian Kenny and Joe Sheehan and Jonah Carey and Jeff Passan and all these guys, but you know what? Sorry. Nothing makes any sense. There's no rhyme or reason to the human condition, and we're all gonna go crazy trying to figure it out.
All right, let's try
we're not equipped to figure it out.
Let's try
There's no reason.
Our best until 6 o'clock. 312-644-6767.
I'm serious about it.
No, I know.
Predicting this Cubs team? Listen, come on.
I'm done.
Why things happen? What should happen?
But
likelihoods?
If we take out the predictive measures that we have to do or think about, because we're wired this way, Dan.
I know we are.
This is the way, like,
the human brain tries to make sense. But literally, that's what the philosophy of absurdism is about. It's about the inherent conflict between the desire to try to understand human existence and acknowledging the inability to do so. That's really what the school of thought is, and that's why that's the only way I can look at that baseball game as completely and classically absurd. Things didn't happen for the right reasons.
Well,
they got there and they were partying and there was champagne, but how the hell did that happen?
Well, because the Cubs like drinking Bud Lights out of each other's belly buttons. It's as simple as that.
So things just are willed into existence.
That's why it happens.
You got to do this, guys.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We'll take your phone calls. We see you on hold. We'll get to you on the other side. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Swing and a miss. strike three and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year.
Can you believe it? A rematch of Cubs and Dodgers in the NLCS. Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Parkins Show, middays 9 to 1. We're continuing to talk Cubs to get you ready for the series. Plus, hear Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 1 tomorrow night. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Like Cleveland before them, the Washington Nationals went Washington Nationals yet again. Steven Strasburg may have changed his reputation and saved the Nationals season, but he cannot change their DNA. This is who they are. This is what they do. Get as close as humanly possible and then find yet another way to lose and melt down. And you can't find a more Nationals way to lose than they did last night to the Cubs in Game 5 at home. They were up 4-1. And they had their ace Max Scherzer on the mound. It was all right there for them until it all ripped apart. Grab some pine. What a bad end for the Nationals. Yet again, and yet oh so predictable. See you next year, fellas. Same time, same place, same result. I'm Jim Rome.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The Home Depot now has LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $279 a square foot. The warm look of wood flooring with a surface that's tough, scratch resistant, and completely 100% waterproof. So, if life brings you things that scratch or things that spill, you'll be completely 100% worry-proof. And that is a beautiful feeling. LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at only $279 a square foot. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
At OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security are getting ripped off every day. You get locked into long-term contracts, stuck writing huge checks, and no way out. It's a kind of robbery in and of itself, and it can cost you thousands. But now, there's a smarter way to protect your home, and it's called Simply Safe Home Security. These are guys you can trust because Simply Safe has no contracts, there's no commitment, there's no lock-ins, period. Simply Safe was built by a Harvard-educated engineer to keep you safe, and the system is wireless and portable with a cellular connection built in. You get professional monitoring with police dispatch so your home is safe around the clock. And with Simply Safe, 24/7 protection is just $15 a month. Most security companies charge three times that. So it's unbeatable protection. It's a great value, and there are no contracts. Get Simply Safe today at your local Best Buy and get $150 off the Shield package. Hurry, this offer ends October 14th. That's $150 off when you purchase Simply Safe at Best Buy or visit simplysafe.com to learn more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here for Xfinity Wi-Fi. Did you know that Xfinity Wi-Fi can get you to one of their 15 million nationwide hotspots pretty easily, because you could save it. You can enter every single one that's in range of you and actually make a list. And to do so, all you have to do is be an Xfinity mobile customer or an Xfinity internet customer like myself and have a package that gets you 25 megabits per second or higher. Make sure you call Xfinity at 1-800-XFINITY and sign up today for their 12 months of Xfinity cable coverage for $19.99 a month. Come on, man. That's $20. You can't beat that. And you get to save on those data overages because you will become an Xfinity Wi-Fi customer as well. Those nationwide hotspots, they are for you. That's 1-800-XFINITY or go online.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show at Another Round, located at 5141 Main Street in Downers Grove from 6 to 9 p.m. Enjoy the broadcast and Miller Lite specials, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper. Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Al Mora back. He is at the wall. He leaps. He caught it. He caught it. Al Mora just robbed Matt Adams of a game tire.
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Hey, Kyle. Nice job tonight. Where do we start?
My God, my thoughts. I don't even know where my mind's at right now. That baseball game, that whole series, really. God, that was such a grind. Everyone made a contribution tonight. That's what it's been about all season. I love these guys.
Enjoy this one, Kyle. Nice job.
Yeah, thank you, Len.
Lynn Casper with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Lynn Casper is brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. The television voice of the Cubs, who is now one of the radio voices of the Cubs for the postseason on these very airwaves, joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. First of all, Lynn, how's the whole traveling party after that sojourn to Albuquerque?
Well, we made it. We're here in one piece, and I think everybody is excited, obviously, to get the series started tomorrow. But it's nice to have an off day too after a pretty long night and morning.
Dan just mentioned in the last segment, and I think I've been there. I'm done trying to figure this game out because every time you try to figure it out, it gives you something else. And you've talked about that damn near every single year during the broadcast or regular season. And that's with these odd moments where you're like, I've never seen something like this. But these guys are constantly in games that we've never witnessed before.
No, it's true, and you know, it's the great thing about baseball. You know, I called the fifth inning with Ron last night, and we saw a sequence that is possibly the first of its kind. Whatever the order was, there was a catcher's interference, there was a strikeout. At the time, I thought it was a wild pitch, but ended up being a passed ball. You know, that strange play with the off the mask on the backswing on that passed ball. We had a hit by pitch. The Cubs scored 9 runs and only 3 came in on hits. You know, you had Ryan Zimmerman not scoring on a double with 2 outs from first base. I thought that was a significant play that really didn't get a ton of exposure. You know, they intentionally walked Jason Hayward with 2 outs in that fifth inning. Max Scherzer on the mound, and Jason would eventually come around to score. So an intentional walk ended up hurting the Nationals. You had the base running gap by Lobatone in the 8th. You had Wade Davis going 7 outs to get the save. I think he's the second pitcher in the last 40 years to do that. you know, it's just crazy. And you know, I give the Cubs a lot of credit. They've got so much experience and successful experience in the postseason that they didn't get down when they were trailing 4-1. They knew they still had a chance to win the game. I was surprised Gio Gonzalez actually took the ball in the third inning. I thought Dusty Baker might go to his bullpen once he had that big lead. He didn't, and the Cubs all of a sudden had new life. And once they had the lead, they didn't give it up. And, you know, for so many years, it felt like the Cubs would lose that game. But here in the last 3 years, it feels like every time we have that game, the Cubs win it. And it's nice to be on that side of the ledger.
I was surprised that Joe Maddon decided to start playing bullpen matchup games after making the call to break the glass in case of emergency on Jose Quintana, because I thought his value, his strength is in being able to eat up some innings through there and maybe not start playing bullpen games that early. But indeed, he treated him almost like he was a lefty specialist instead of a credible starter. Were you surprised?
Well, you know, I think there are 2 ways to do it, and he chose that path. I think Dusty Baker chose the path of trying to get 2 innings out of Scherzer, and he only ended up getting 1. You know, to me, and I'm sure there's some fans who wondered why he used Carl Edwards at all, and he got him out quickly after the walk, but I think we found out by the end of the game why he used Carl in that big spot last night, because you know, he didn't want to have to use Wade Davis for nearly 3 innings of work, and if CJ had gotten a few outs there, it would have been maybe a 5-out save instead of a 7-out situation. You know, he didn't have Lackey up late. It looks like John might make a start tomorrow. It could be Quintana. I'd be more apt to just go with Lackey, especially after Quintana did something he normally doesn't do, and I try to give him a little rest. But you know, they do have options in that regard. You know, Lackey is well rested. You're facing Clayton Kershaw. You know, I think it would be a lot of fun to have the old cowboy and potentially one of his last big league starts to go after Kershaw. But you know, that was it. It was Wade Davis or bust, and I think we were at that point in the World Series in Game 7 with Aroldis Chapman before the rain delay. And interestingly enough, you know, Chapman's best inning was after he gave up the home run. Remember, he pitched a scoreless 9th. And Wade's best inning was the 9th inning. He went 1-2-3, and it looked like a pretty routine save after all heck broke loose in the 8th inning. So there are some parallels in that regard. But I'm just still trying to kind of take in everything that occurred last night over the course of, 4 hours and 37 minutes.
We're going to get an update and continue our conversation with Len Casper right after this.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Rick Hamm. The Wolves roster features multiple AHL scoring champions in Brett Sterling, Timu Polkanen, and Brandon Peary. The Wolves return to Allstate Arena this Saturday for their home opener. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Cubs plane has landed in LA after being diverted to Albuquerque this morning for nearly 5 hours due to the health issue involving a player's family member that was on the plane. Game 1 tomorrow and coverage on The Score starts at 5 p.m. The ALCS starts tonight with the Astros and Yankees. Dallas Keuchel is opposed by Masahiro Tanaka. For the Bears, it's Mitch Trubisky's first road start this Sunday in Baltimore. Marcus Wheaton and John Timu have been ruled out. Kyle Long and Marcus Cooper both practiced fully and are expected to play. Zach Miller joins Bernstein and Goff at 5, and the Bulls close their preseason tonight against Toronto. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk on the radio home of the defending world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow at 5 p.m. when the Cubs take on the Dodgers in the NLCS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Packy Webb Ford.
The whole town's talking about the Webb boys.
I'm John Webb. Packy Webb Ford is moving to our new dealership. Everything must go, so make us an offer. We'd rather sell them than move them. We're at Ogden and Findlay in Downers Grove or at PackyWebbFord.com.
Talking baseball with Len Casper. He is out in L.A. with the Cubs as they get ready for Game 1 of the NLCS tomorrow. And the segment's brought to you by Taco Bell. Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla. Boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. We're talking about optimizing the roster for this series. Some of the names we brought up so far, Len, Justin Wilson and Leonis Martin, trying to figure out how many pitchers they want to carry and how this all sets up against a different opponent. What do you have in mind?
Well, I'd like to tell you I thought that far ahead, but I actually just been thinking about when I need to shower. I think that in a longer series, you know, you do have some different considerations. You're absolutely going to use four starters, which the Cubs, you know, did in the NLDS anyway. You know, you could. My hunch is that they'll probably stay status quo. You know, Hector Rondon would be an option if you wanted to add another arm out there in the bullpen. They didn't even use Alex Avila in any of the five games, so you're not going to certainly add a third catcher in Rene Rivera. All else equal, everybody healthy and ready to go. I thought the roster they had in the division series looks pretty good for the championship series. Do you guys have a specific change in mind?
Well, not a change, but why no Justin Wilson, and especially with the lefties that you'll see in this Dodgers lineup?
Why don't you think Justin Wilson?
Yeah,
he won't use him.
He's on the roster.
Right. No, I'm saying why wasn't he used?
Oh, why wasn't he used? Well, I think because of his struggles. You know, he pitched down the other night in Game 4, and you know, there's that Dan, you call it the circle of trust, right? That Joe has, and that changes on a daily or weekly basis. And right now, it's Davis at the top. I think Brian Dunsing, Pedro Strop, those guys are in that small circle. Carl Edwards, I think, still is, but you know, it's wavering after all the walks he's had. And then beyond that, I think you just try to mix and match wherever you can. But I think Wilson is just a guy you just need to have as a backup. You know, Montgomery, I think is right now a better option than Justin is. But I just think it came down to the fact that he didn't throw enough strikes in the last couple of months after the Cubs acquired him, and that's the reason he wasn't used more often.
I believe I saw this from Chris Komka at NBC Sports Chicago, that this was the first league championship series in which the winning team did not hit a home run in any of the games that it won. And in today's day and age, especially in the current 2017 home run environment, I find that astonishing.
Yeah, it is, but it kind of fits that series, doesn't it? I mean, it's just there seem to be so many firsts and weird things that occurred. The Cubs were no hit into the sixth inning in their first win, no hit into the seventh in their second win of the series, and then whatever you want to call that game last night. Do we have a title? Have you guys come up with, like, the whatever game, the 9-8 game 5 win? What are we calling this?
I haven't thought of anything yet because it was complete sensory overload.
That you could peg to say it's this game.
No, the funny thing is, and this is where I've been on this, is it almost defies sports criticism. Because to me, that became theater. It became some like a circus or a theater or something beyond just baseball. You know, and Tim Baffo wrote a wonderful piece today at 670thescore.com where he referred to it from the perspective of a Cub fan as torturous to the point of being Lovecraftian, in that it's this unspeakable evil that drives you insane. And I compared it to philosophical absurdism of either Albert Camus or Soren Kierkegaard, where you know you're incapable of making sense of it, yet you can't stop trying to make some sense of it, ultimately condemned to fail.
Hey, Jason, I apologize. I got the end to mention Kierkegaard. And
yeah,
I
no, you're good. You're good. He did it at the top of the show. Yeah, I did the same thing I'm doing now.
But I don't know what it means to rationally try to figure out why any of that happened.
No, there isn't. And, you know, it I guess, goes against the grain of what our jobs happen to be, which is to explain and analyze things. But baseball can be totally inexplicable, and I guess that's the adjective I would use regarding that game last night. I mean, think about Max Scherzer's inning. Think about his fate last night. He was throwing 90 miles an hour when he came in. He retired Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo to start the fifth inning. I think I read on ESPN.com that the Cubs, or the Nationals at that moment, had a win probability of 71%. Now, not prohibitive, but one-run lead, fifth inning, two outs, Max Scherzer on the mound. Then an infield hit by Wilson Contreras, a little bloop single by Ben Zobrist. I mean, give the Cubs a ton of credit for how that inning played out, but you can't say Max Scherzer pitched poorly. He didn't get any help from his catcher. I thought the throw by Wieters to first base was huge. He didn't need to make it. The Cubs may have gotten a break on an arcane rule that may have been applied incorrectly. There's some question about the dead ball part of that rule when a backswing catches the mask of a catcher. But because it was the third strike, there seems to be some confusion there. And by the end of the night, Max Scherzer gets hung with a loss in a game that just totally got away from him after he retired the two best hitters in the Cubs lineup. So, I mean, just that inning alone, let's forget the rest of the game. How do you explain that from a baseball standpoint? I can't.
You can't. And, Lynn, and before we move on to Dodgers-Cubs, I got one more question for you. Nationals, the roster. Do you have to do something with those guys who are going to probably get back, because it's a wonderfully talented roster, get back to a similar position and then have in the back of their minds thinking, you know what, when are we going to get over this hump? Because you can't have that happen to you and be that talented so many years in a row and not think to yourself, maybe some guys have to be elsewhere and bring in some new blood, because how do you not think about that next year when you're in the same position?
They're going to be the same team basically next year. I was reading Joe Sheehan today. You replace Jason Worth with Adam Eaton, a healthy Adam Eaton, they hope. Michael A. Taylor then, you know, is your center fielder, Harper and Wright. And it's pretty much the same team, and they're the cream of the crop in the NL East. And my guess is they'll win 90-plus games, and they'll be in the exact same position they were in over the last 7 days. And you know, Mike Rizzo said it, and it sounds trite, but, you know, just said we're going to try to get back here again and keep giving ourselves chances. And that's really the model Theo Epstein had laid out, and that is you try to sustain success, give yourself as many kicks at the can as you possibly can. But the Nationals now, the outside narrative kind of has become almost Cub-like in that they just can't get over that hump when it counts the most. And it's a bad place to be, but the only way to change the narrative is to do what Steven Strasburg did a couple of days ago, right? Yep. That is just go and win. You know, go win a series next year, get it to the NLCS, or win the World Series. The last 2 days, by far, are the most interesting, crazy, wild, book-worthy days in the history of that franchise, and that includes a pretty interesting chapter over, 30 years in Montreal. I mean, think about it, the Strasburg day and then yesterday. I can't even imagine being a Nationals fan today. It probably you'd wake up and you'd want to throw up.
Amazing stuff over the last couple
days. It's crazy.
I'm like that every day, so really, it really doesn't matter.
Len, go ahead and get yourself a shower and some sleep, my
man. Go to bed.
Yeah, figure this thing out. We'll talk to you soon.
I'm just glad you guys can't smell me over the radio.
That is Len Casper, who you can hear doing some of the play-by-play of Cubs playoff baseball right here on your home for the Cubs. We have more to come. Boy, the phones have been jumping, and we've got not just reaction, but some projection, playoff roster stuff, a lot of Cubs things. We will do some football later, but right now it is a Victory Friday that we're celebrating at Mike and Denise's Pizzeria and Pub in Aurora, thanks to Bud Light. We got Blackhawks tickets here. You might win them if you come out and say, hey, you got the score.
This is Chris Bryant. Listen to every Cubs playoff game on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Cubs.
Coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Best wine is always going to come from the best vineyards, but sometimes you get a life hack, and Cameron Hughes is one of those things for you if you're a wine drinker, because as a wine negociant, he has relationships with these great vineyards, and sometimes they make too much, and that's when Cam goes in, he buys it up, and then he passes along the savings to you by just putting his name and a number on the bottle, so you're getting the same wine from these great vineyards. He's not allowed to tell you exactly which vineyard. He can drop some hints here and there, but if you're a wine drinker, this is something that you should get on. If you like Pinot Noir, right now he has a great one that is available that everybody has been enjoying, and I've had it. It's the Lot 565 Rogue River Valley Pinot Noir. We're talking from a winery that was charging $40 a bottle for the original label, and Cameron has it for just $15. That's the kind of savings you get with every one of these Cameron Hughes wines. And what you do right now for a special deal is you make sure that you use my code Dan at chwine.com, because you're going to get free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. It's a great deal to try these already heavily discounted wines, because free shipping's huge. Wine is heavy. It's expensive to ship. It's great wine. It's an even better deal. Don't miss this offer. Go to chwine.com and use my code Dan. It's the Lot 565 Rogue River Valley Pinot at $15 a bottle. Get a case of it. chwine.com, code Dan.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's a guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer to winning a Super Bowl by starting Mitch Trubisky.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah, it was a Bears game.
That's the thing. Like, it started as this excitement for Mitch and everything, and it settled into a broken down Sam Bradford and then a Case Keenum-led Vikings team and a Bears roster, which is just so freaking barren of talent.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
New Blue Bloods, CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
Just gut punch again. And here we are in game five, play our hearts out. Everybody lays on the line. Everybody's fighting to do everything they can. We lose a nail biter. And the game again just sucks because I just know how hard everybody played. How talented everybody is. This game's cruel sometimes. It's the way things can happen.
You can tell Max Scherzer feels like he let his team down. And as you mentioned, as Len mentioned too, you're a pitch away from, like you said, being a legend, coming back on short rest and taking over for a Gio Gonzalez start that wasn't going the way that Dusty Baker had hoped. Aside from the Buffalo Bills, who are the obvious choice, can you name a four-year run that has been more heartbreaking for a professional franchise?
The Bills might not even be that, because they at least made it further. Yeah. They were there, giving themselves that final chance.
Getting kicked in the rocks the way they've been kicked in the rocks anyway is bad, but I can see how you can take it to the to the final.
They haven't been to an LCS.
And I'm sure Capitals fans are going to say, hey, right here in this city. 4 years, man. What is it? 15, 6, was it 14, 16, and 17? Their years have ended similarly.
Somebody tweeted, you can take the Nationals out of the Capitol, but you can't take the Capitals out of the Nationals.
That sucks.
This segment brought to you
Cubs fans got some big huevos on you now, talking crazy to people.
By Credit Karma, get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. This is Mark on the North Side. Hello, Mark.
What's up, Mark? Mark.
Hi.
What's up, man? You're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing?
Okay. Fine, Mark. What's up?
Hey, so the game yesterday, you guys, I think, were a little harsh on the last gentleman from the South Side who said, I think he said it was one of the best comebacks ever. But I would have liked you to ask him,
which is not true.
He said it was the greatest.
I would have liked you to ask him what he meant by that. Maybe he just meant it.
No,
was
the best thing to do with a caller like that is get him off the air quickly.
Oh, there was a lot in that game. Wouldn't you guys like to see this game again? It was super exciting.
No, thank you.
4 hours and 40 minutes worth? You'd watch from pitch one till the end again?
Well, yeah, it was a long game, but I've heard that. I know a lot of people complain about the length of games these days, but look at all the pitching changes. How many hits were there?
Not just the length of games.
No, it's not.
People complain about 3-hour games.
It's not just the length. It's the quality of play.
Oh, right, but someone said it was one of the worst played games ever, which is
Mark, I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure what you're salty about here, because it clearly was a poorly played important game. That shouldn't make you mad.
There was only two errors in the game, by the way. Not even close to a game that had more than that.
Apparently you weren't listening.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what hill you're choosing to die on here. I'm not sure what you're arguing.
Mark, I just don't know why.
I could not say this any more clearly, Mark. It was an important and exciting game that was very long and not particularly well played. I don't really think that's controversial.
You not well played. There was only two errors in the game.
Mark, did you watch the game?
Mark, do you the Cubs scored on three ground outs, a wild pitch, pass ball, a hit by pitch, and a play that should have been an error by Jason Worth.
So what?
Okay,
it's more than the two errors that you were talking
about. Right, it's not about the number of errors. It's about how well the game is played and how well the players perform.
Do you think that was a crisp game, Mark? Do you think that was a...
But you make the statement about one of the worst played games ever, and then you go on Monday morning quarterbacking every decision the manager makes. Are you upset about the managing or about how
he... Yeah, I think there's some things we would have done differently.
I got to be honest about it. I'm not upset about anything. I'm being paid to talk to people in a bar full of Bud Light and pizzas, and today was payday. I can't tell you how happy I am right now in my life.
I'm not quite sure what you want to argue about.
As many days I've been upset. Today ain't one of them, player.
Yeah, I guess I'm not understanding what you're disagreeing about.
Mark just wanted to call up and be angry for the Cubs, apparently. This is the other thing, too, that has to stop. Listen, if you say a game was poorly played, you're not going to get kicked out of any baseball fan club. I know that the pageantry and the romanticism that goes along with this game is sacred to a lot of people, but you're not going to get kicked out the treehouse or the clubhouse when you say something wasn't well played. It's as simple as that. It went the way you wanted it to go. It might have been more entertaining for you than it was for me, but it wasn't well played. It wasn't a 2-1 crisp game. It was a game where it took 4 hours and 40 minutes for 9 innings of baseball. I don't know about you, man, but I got things to do. I'm not going to sit there for 5 hours and say I enjoyed all of it.
Yeah, I'll quote Joe Sheehan. He said it was one of the most disjointed, arrhythmic, flawed, ugly baseball games I can recall giving a damn about. And I don't know why that would make you mad or somehow make you unhappy. But
he just wanted to go.
Whatever. Whatever floats your boat. That's fine. 312-644-6767, the Bernstein and Goff Show. And if this screen in front of me it doesn't disappoint, we got a lot more fireworks to come next on the score.
Some more Bud Lights.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and the Cubs win it. The Cubs are in the league championship series for the third consecutive year.
My fellow Cub fans, can you believe it? It's a rematch. Cubs-Dodgers in the NLCS. Hey, it's Hanley here from the Mully and Hanley Show. Mornings 5 till 9. We're continuing to talk Cubs to get you ready for the big series. Plus, hear Pat and Ron's hometown call of game one tomorrow night. Our extended pregame coverage starts at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the defending World Series champion, Chicago Cubs. Coverage brought to you by State Farm.
Thousands of people seeking home security are getting ripped off every day, getting locked into long-term contracts and stuck writing huge checks with no way out. It's robbery itself, and it can cost you thousands. Now there's a smarter way to protect your home, Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. There's no commitment, no lock-ins, period. Simply Safe was built by a Harvard-educated engineer to keep you safe. The system is wireless and portable with a cellular connection built in, and you get professional monitoring with police dispatch so your home is safe around the clock. With Simply Safe, 24/7 protection is just $15 a month. Most security companies charge 3 times that. It's unbeatable protection, a great value, and there are no contracts. Get Simply Safe today at your local Best Buy and get $150 off the Shield package. Hurry, this offer ends October 14th. That's $150 off when you purchase Simply Safe at Best Buy or visit simplysafe.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Cubs GM Jed Hoyer.
If you have a good roster, you're going to have some tough decisions. And a lot of it, you know, comes down to matchups and certain matchups you think you're going to see during the course of the series and certain moments you think could possibly come up. And so I think that's a lot of it.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Former Bear Olin Krutz.
Physically, Mitch Trubisky can do everything, and it's going to be a long process to see if he's the guy who can carry the team, if he has the right people around him to help him grow into a really good NFL quarterback.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Who can play with Mitchell going forward?
You can maximize what he can do and who's standing in his way.
Simple as that.
And it just tells me, what were you doing with Mike Glennon? There was not a moment at which you weren't closer